physics per se was considered an independent science. The Meru Project has discovered that the sequence of letters in the Hebrew text of Genesis reveals a simple yet extraordinary and unexpected series of geometric models whose intrinsic meaning describes processes inherent in the fields as diverse as embryology, modern physics, and consciousness studies. The Meru findings explains the codes in Torah and their purpose and meaning, and demonstrates that Hebrew is truly a universal language, not just among nations of humankind, but also universal in meditation, in cosmology and physics, and even for communication with self-aware animals, and in a way that is both spiritually and technically sound. The Meru Foundation, founded in 1983, is a registered 501c3 private nonprofit research and educational corporation and needs your help. Visit www.meru.org on the web for more information. Just Energy Radio with Dr. Rita Louise. What am I made of? Why do I get sick? How can I live a more balanced and whole life? These are just a few of the questions that will be explored tonight by your host, naturopath, medical intuitive, and clairvoyant Dr. Rita Louise. Call in and talk to Dr. Rita and her thought-provoking guests. Get the help you need to move beyond any obstacle or challenges affecting your life right from the source. And now back to Just Energy Radio with your host, Dr. Rita Louise.
Hi, and welcome back to the second hour of Just Energy Radio. I'm Dr. Rita Louise. Just Energy Radio is brought to you by SoulHealer.com and the Institute of Applied Energetics, where you can go to become a medical intuitive counselor, or energy medicine practitioner and learn from the comfort of your own home. To keep informed of our upcoming show schedule, visit the Just Energy Radio website and sign up for our newsletter. And yes, we will still be taking your calls for the rest of the evening, and you can give us a call at 888-863-2722, and that is a toll-free number. You can pop in and visit our chat room, go to the Just Energy Radio website and log in, or we can take your questions via email by sending them to justenergyradio@yahoo.com. So in this hour, we are going to be talking with C.J. Martis about working with the Akashic Field. Very interesting topic that I don't know a whole lot about, so I'm looking to be educated along with all of you. CJ is an international healer, author, and creator of Akashic Field Therapy, an integral method of quantum healing that helps individuals identify and then remove subconscious negative patterns and beliefs at the mental, physical, and spiritual level. Wow, sounds like we could all use that. Trained in vibrational healing and advanced quantum healing and inspired by quantum theories and spiral dynamics, her work blends behavioral and integral psychology, vibrational medicine, and cutting-edge Western science to produce amazing results. So please welcome to the show, CJ Martis. CJ, how are you doing?
I'm doing fine. Thanks for having me on the show.
Well, you know, I have seen your work out on the internet. You know, I'm kind of an internet junkie, and I was like, ooh, I want her to come on because she seems very, very cool, and you got good hair, you know, so the important
thing. I have good care, is that what you said?
So we're going to be talking about the Akashic Field, and, you know, and even when I was putting the show together and working on stuff, you know, it wasn't until I was, you know, well into the process that I realized that what you really specialize in is the Akashic Field and not the Akashic Records. And Can you talk about what the difference is? Like, I think people are familiar, or some people are familiar with the Akashic Records. And can you explain, you know, what they both are and how the Akashic Field is different from the Akashic Record?
Well, yes, there really is not a whole lot of difference. The reason that we are beginning to call the Akashic Record the Akashic Field was due to a quantum physicist who had a theory in 2004. He wrote a book called Science in the Akashic Field, the Integral Theory of Everything. And so new science was, in his estimation, was moving toward the fact that, you know, the Akashic Record through ancient civilizations is all, or has been also termed as the Book of Life. Edgar Cayce, which everyone probably knows about, he was way ahead of his time. He did these types of readings where he would go in to the Akashic Records and bring out relevant information about previous life experiences and so forth. I began to take further what I had learned from the book by Irvin Laszlo, and it really inspired me to look at all of this from a really different perspective. The key difference in the way that we're looking at the Akashic Field is really in a very scientific manner. They're essentially the same thing. But we know now it's a field of energy, like a matrix that represents an individual's database, as well as all of our individual databases are interconnected. So it also proves non-local communications between people and cultures who have, you know, has similar buildings. You know, we look at ancient cultures, and they were clear halfway across the globe, and they seem to have done similar things with architecture and so forth. And so my greatest inspiration with Akashic Field Therapy was how do we get that information? And in all of my research and looking at this, the subconscious mind is the direct connection to all of your information. So it's subconscious. So when we're trying to move forward in our life, or we find that we're stuck, or we're having difficulty, or we have defenses, the subconscious is matching up events that are happening in your right now and correlating them to past unresolved traumas. That's in the negative sense. It remembers everything else, too. But those things are more prominent because, you know, the subconscious has a role in fight-or-flight response at the physical level, and it does that emotionally as well as sort of the intermediary between the Akashic Field and the conscious mind.
And so, you know, like in Jungian psychology, he talks about the collective consciousness, you know, this place where we all connect to mm-hmm. this universal source of information, you know, and like in my little view of the world, you know, people that created architecture, you know, like the pyramids, for example, you know, they're in Egypt, but they're also in South America. You know, in my little view of the world, and correct me if this isn't your opinion, people are going into that ball of information, you know, this universal piece of information. And what it sounds like you're saying is that the Akashic Field is one step off of that, where it's more individualized to us as a separate person and not the reality for everyone.
Well, that's right along. Yeah, it does closely resemble what, you know, the Jungian viewpoint of the collective, you know, unconscious. And I think that it does hit on very much what we're saying with the Akashic Field work that's being done, because we're not separated at all, and it is part of that collective unconscious, you know, that we are interconnected and interwoven like that. The work that I do is at the individual level to help people identify these, what I call a life program, which is a series of associated patterns. What I did is develop 17 charts in the method that are doused to identify specific information that tells us what types of unresolved traumas there are and what beliefs, fears, and things were created from that.
And that can come from this lifetime or a past life, I would assume.
Correct. And really, we don't, we acknowledge the past life probability. However, similar to what Edgar Cayce did, which I loved about what he did go into the past, but he really emphasized on the now. And so what we're trying to do is identify something that occurred in the past that's unresolved, but we want to connect it to your life now. And so an interpretation is made to help that person consciously see what's going on. So they have an answer to the why is this occurring? And then now subconscious information is brought to conscious awareness so that a person can work on it. And we provide tools and things like that in the AFT process.
That totally makes sense. I mean, when I'm working with a client, you know, I mean, I work with a lot of people with health issues, you know, or emotional things, you know, and as a medical intuitive, I will kind of timeline, well, where is the core? Now, where was the first time that this issue came up in your life that, you know, this response is built off of? And when I work with some clients, and not all of them, because I like staying in this reality, but sometimes, you know, you'll timeline and you kind of go off the chart because it wasn't their experience in this life.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and so you have to go into them past lives. Like I
right.
said, not everybody.
Mm-hmm.
You know, but I think that that's really cool that you really focused on what's happening in this life because people can relate to that.
Right. Well, you know, as human beings, we endeavor, I think, and it's, we like to know the whys so that, you know, we feel some purpose in the things that we've gone through. I think we get detached from that a bit. And looking at the present moment and then unlocking future growth potential is what the end stage really is, what, you know, how clients can push forward, and the sessions are pretty, we've had remarkable results with the sessions. I'm now working with Dr. Laszlo, as a matter of fact. He's in Italy, and he has kind of endorsed the method at this point and provided some good feedback. So we're really getting ready to take AFT to the next level in assessments and being able to really continue to help people that, you know, it's not a static method is what I'm trying to say.
Right. Well, you know, and when working with a client, especially on energetic levels, you know, they can be presenting with the same external issue, but where it came from and all the factors that go into it is just so different for every person.
Right.
And the way that you address it and clear it or whatever is different.
Mm-hmm.
And I would assume it's the same with the work that you're doing.
Yeah, that's correct. And, you know, I originally began being trained in vibrational healing. And so I did a lot of medical intuitive assessments. So, you know, I wholeheartedly agree with what you're saying. And I had charts, you know, for that system as well. And that's really where I got the idea to do it in a chart system. But that way we could be especially detailed, so it's not vague information. It's very, very fine-tuned and detailed to the person.
So how are we affected each day by what's recorded in our Akashic field, hologram? So you're calling it a hologram, so...
Yeah, it really is.
Talk about that, because, you know, not that many people are really familiar with that whole concept that we're holographic in nature.
Mm-hmm.
You know, so, you know, what? How would you explain that to someone that had never even heard that theory?
Okay. Well, you know, I explain it a lot of different ways. I think my intuitive gifts helped me to explain it to a variety of people in several ways, really at what their understanding level would be. You know, Dr. Laszlo called it a hologram, and as we move into, you know, the next era and movies like What the Bleep Do We Know, and we're beginning to gain an understanding of how much we create our reality and how much it's shifting all the time, and that there are infinite number of possibilities available to us. The Akashic Field hologram, I almost picture it as a four-dimensional grid, right, where energies are stored. But it's like basically the hologram has recorded or imprinted on it every single thought, action, words, you know, everything that you've experienced through a continuum. And that's because, you know, energy is created, you know, but not destroyed. You know, there's an enduring essence of who we are from life experience to life experience. So to call it a hologram is just a fancy term, I think, to you know, a hologram is an imprint.
But, you know, when I look at people, or not look at people, but like when I'm accessing information, you know, sometimes I'll just go, okay, well, this is what I need to know, And then it's kind of like, you know, my little internal computer system will go to some file. And especially I'll be talking to someone and I'll be like, oh, well, you know, these are some things that you could do. And I'll be like, blah, 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 blah. And I'll finish, and, you know, this is kind of embarrassing, but I'll finish and think to myself, well, one, did I what I just say make any sense? And two, well, it sounded really good, and, you know, inside I know that it's right and that I'm connecting into this energy field and this hologram, you know, where all this information from some place is stored. You know, and it kind of sounds like that's what you're talking about, that, you know, in addition to storing negative stuff, we can also have information that we learned, you know, when we were a kid or saw on TV, just kind of put into some file somewhere, and just we just need to be open to accessing that file to bring it into our current reality.
Well, that was a mouthful.
Sorry.
You know, well, I went back. Yeah, I'm just nodding my head. So for everyone that's listening. Well, oh, and I didn't go back to it. Okay, I'm losing my train of thought here. Oh, I can't backstep here. What was the first thing that you said about...
About having the hologram be like kind of a giant filing cabinet?
Right, and that's what I was getting ready to say. Thank you. The intuitive process that I think everybody inherently has, of course, is... Yes, this Akashic field is exactly where the information is coming from. So all of us who are able to open and receive that information from another individual, that's why we can do things long distance. That's why, you know, it doesn't have to be local. I manage my whole practice long distance. And so I was like, wow, that's where all that comes from, you know. And since everyone has a hologram, it can be accessed and reacted to, you know, by a number of individuals. And since we're interconnected, of course, it's really interesting to start thinking about everyone's hologram interacting. Because they do, because certain people, obviously everything happens for a reason, so there's certain people that bring us an opportunity to release these unresolved traumas and heal them. But in the moment, you know, we're reacting or reactive, and I don't know about you, but when I have my issues, you know, it's very hard to see in the moment what's really going on. But that's my theory. I think it is exactly what everyone's tapping into in different ways, different healing methods. It's funny that you say, you know, you start rattling off things. I designed the method to be a very linear process for those, my students, that didn't think, you know, they could do that. You know, they weren't particularly intuitive. And I did it to keep focus for the intuitive people. So it's kind of both processes, and so, you know, the method itself and the students kind of come from all backgrounds, which is kind of interesting.
Well, you know, and from a teaching place, it is really important. Like, I offer a distance learning training program for medical intuition, intuitive counseling, and energy medicine, you know, and so we kind of go through this very linear process, and it's like, you know, put your hands here, move, you know, do this, do, you know, and it's very, and I'm going to say pragmatic in its approach. Not as pragmatic as remote viewing, but very pragmatic nonetheless, you know, in the hopes that as they move through the material, it will help them to open up that intuition, you know, but I just find that people really need to have that framework to kind of grip onto as they're working through that process. So it totally makes sense that that's how your method is organized, because it makes it user-friendly.
And it's being reorganized, like I said, right now because of Dr. Laszlo's support. And it is potentially, it'll probably be more than a year, but he's asked me to co-author a book, which is quite an honor. So I'm excited. I'm kind of an Akashic Field cheerleader because it's such a fascinating area to be in, and I think we've only seen the beginning of being consciously aware as a population that we have this enduring part of ourselves that's simply there. And when we work with it and just having conscious awareness of it can move growth in the right direction. Because a person knows that all of that information is there. And I think that literally what will happen is each individual begins to clear some of these unresolved trauma, then that vibration in the Akashic field itself will react globally. So that's what we can do as an individual, is to heal these things and look at these things so that we can actually act globally. Because most people say, I don't know what I could do, I'm just one person. It's literally, well, you just have to grow and heal, because at the Akashic field level, you are enacting change, whether you realize it or not.
But I mean, that totally makes sense from just, you know, an energy flow point of view, where, you know, the energy flows in through the subtle bodies into the physical body and then flows back out. And if there are blockages, you know, psycho-spiritual blockages, obviously the pattern going in isn't correct, then it hits us, and then we react to it, and then this obviously negative reaction, if there is some trauma stuff, will go back out into the universe, and that's what we're broadcasting, is, you know, all of our hurts and all of our fears and all of our insecurities, I mean, along with our good stuff as well. But if people are getting clear, then what we're actually broadcasting out is all going to be clear, and I could see where that would uplift the entire planet.
And I think that in the future, you know, and part of the book project is to look at this from a global perspective with the years of research that I've been doing at the personal level. You know, I will be contributing why it's important, you know, how do you work with this and why do we need to? And it's, you know, all things I think come together for good. Working with the Akashic field, sort of a direct line to your database. What I find interesting is that the subconscious mind is a very fascinating thing to me. Of course, the mind is as well. And we're only beginning to understand the simultaneous process from the subconscious and how it reacts to that unresolved trauma. But the best way to explain it really is that, say something's going on in your life or you're having a difficult situation, if the subconscious, you know, reads the memory and says, oh, last time this happened, then you're going to have a really strong reaction to that because it needs to protect you. So it causes those negative or avoiding behaviors, or, you know, and so on. And, you know, that's why we don't a lot of my clients just come to me and they say, well, I feel stuck and I keep doing the same thing over and over again.
Well, we have a caller.
We do. Awesome.
We have Santiago from New York calling. Santiago, are you there?
Yes, I'm here. Good evening.
Good evening. How are you this evening?
I'm very excited about what I'm hearing about this identifying traumas and the beliefs and fears associated with it. And I have a question. Is it possible to also understand the origin of that trauma?
Is it possible to determine the origin?
Yeah, the causes, how it would cause that trauma.
Like the situation, like where it began, is that what you're saying?
Right. Because so far I'm hearing that they can identify the trauma, but I haven't heard anything about that. Yes, we can understand how it was caused or originated.
I just haven't touched on that. What happens when we identify the patterns, and of course the trauma is the core of each life program, and we do 5 live programs in a single session. It's a very lengthy session, by the way, because there's a lot of material to find, etc. What emerges out of that when we start putting the storyline together, right? We've got the trauma, we know people who are involved at that, whenever it was, and so forth. And so we're really pinpointing the origination of the unresolved trauma and how it began.
Right.
So we provide the storyline, but again, like Edgar Casey, we just don't focus so much on the storyline as how their life is being affected.
Okay. Now that it has been identified, the beliefs and fear associated with it, then what are the healing or therapies available to take care of that?
You got to start So we're going to be going to break here in a second, and that's exactly what we're going to be talking about.
Okay, thank you
okay.
very much.
Okay. So thank you so much for calling, and listen to the rest of the show after the break.
Okay, thank you.
Sound like a plan? Because see, there's music. I'm Dr. Rita Louise, and we need to take a short break. This is Just Energy Radio, and we'll be back after a word from our sponsors.
Just Energy Radio with your host, Dr. Rita Louise, will return right after these messages.
Are you sensitive to energy? Want to explore the world beyond the five senses? Looking for a new career as an alternative healthcare practitioner? Then the Institute of Applied Energetics, Medical Intuition, and Energy Medicine Training Programs may be right for you. Our comprehensive curriculum provides students with a deep understanding of how to detect, evaluate, and transform the subtle body. It also provides techniques for correcting energetic imbalances that may underscore a person's ability to experience radiant health. So if you are sensitive to energy or want to understand the energetic systems that contribute to health, contact the Institute of Applied Energetics right away. Be a catalyst for changing the way healthcare is done around the world. Visit www.appliedenergeticsinstitute.com and start your new career today.
Are you feeling stuck and unsure which way to turn on your path? Do you lack focus and direction in life? Do you feel something is missing? So what do you want? A better job? Your dream home? More money? Your ideal mate? Dakara has practical tools to assist you. Schedule a session today to get clear about what you truly desire to deliberately create the life you want. For more information, visit ManifestingConsultant.com or call toll-free 1-800-813-3877.
The digital revolution is here and it's happening on Hello World. Our comprehensive web-based digital media platform allows users like you and I to create robust streaming video, email, as well as webcast our message around the world from 1 to 100 viewers while simultaneously recording our webcast for continued on-demand play. Hello World, connecting people and changing lives. For more information, contact me, Tracy Joe, at HelloWorld.com or go to my website, www.HelloWorld.com/TracyJoe.
Are you involved in a new relationship that seems too good to be true? You know, there is an easy way to find out who you're dealing with. For over a decade, AmericaFind has provided its customers with information to make faster, safer, and smarter relationship decisions. Their background check service is a quick and inexpensive way to feel more secure about all your personal and professional relationships. AmericaFind will empower you with all the resources you need to check an individual's background and credibility. So before you say, I do, or hire a new babysitter or nanny, call AmericaFind. Know what you're getting into before you invest your heart, your money, or your time. Call us toll-free at 888-256-2155, and in less than 30 minutes, we'll give you peace of mind. Let AmericaFind tell you the truth.
And now back to Just Energy Radio with Dr. Rita Louise.
Hi, and welcome back to the show. I'm Dr. Rita Louise. This is Just Energy Radio, and we're here talking with CJ Marcus about the Akashic Field. If you'd like to talk to CJ or myself, call us toll-free at 888-863-2722 or drop us a note at justenergyradio@yahoo.com. So, CJ, you know, I think that Santiago's question was a great one, and why don't we spend a little bit of time talking about, you know, this whole form of therapy. You know, how did it come about? How was it born?
Well, in 2004, I kind of alluded to it earlier, and with my, I was, let me back up 1 minute. I've been a holistic practitioner for at least 10 years. I did full body scanning, did intuitive medical, you know, supplements, the whole gamut. And I had a realization that I loved that work, and I was very good at it, and I could help a lot of people. But then many physical ailments have, you know, had an emotional or traumatic beginning, you know, that they move and become a part of our physical reality, you know, affecting health and so forth.
Mm-hmm.
And so I wanted to really get more into the emotional side of things. And so I've been thinking about that. And it was a Christmas, I think 2004, I saw on a computer screen at a friend's Christmas party a document that said science in the Akashic field. And I looked at that, and suddenly I wanted it. You know, when something compels you that you want it, you have, you know, you're guided to that. And so I actually asked my husband right before Christmas, you know, can you give me this book for Christmas? And he got it for me. I read it in a day. I got so excited about it that, and then so fired up that I produced the method in about 2 months following that. And
well, you know, usually when something is spirit-driven, it just goes, whoosh, it comes right through.
Exactly. I know you understand that. And
totally.
What I, in order to look at the chart system, what I really had to do was look at the whole realm of human experience. We know that, you know, there's trauma, so we brainstormed and thought about every traumatic thing that we could think of. My sister's an MSW, so she knows a lot about psychology. So she really helped me initially get these charts together. You know, you need more than one mind working on such a deal there. And so I kind of designed what charts, there's limiting beliefs charts, emotional states, emotional blocks, what we call associated characters, which are, you know, the players involved, which can represent the person you're working with in a past life, or it can be the person that inflicted the trauma. And we have it's called a routine chart, which is a looping pattern that is always feeding into the subconscious, not just when triggered. And there are other charts as well. And so I had to look at the entire realm of human experience and think about everything that I knew and try to be as comprehensive as possible. And we've added charts since the beginning, when I realized we weren't addressing internal thoughts, negative thinking, like I'm stupid, you know, things that we really do very quickly, we don't realize we're doing.
Well, you know, no one that listens to the show that does that.
Huh?
None of my peeps. None of my people have negative internal thinking, no.
No. And, you know, those thoughts are very, you know, fleeting, and they're difficult to catch. One of my greatest teachers who taught me vibrational healing said, if you can change one thought, you can move a mountain, and I thought he was crazy. And one day, when I had a major spiritual awakening, which was, well, now at least 8 years ago, I was actually very depressed. You know, when there's a process sometimes where we actually get worse before we jump, make a leap spiritually. And I just was like, oh, you know, because I was really focusing on how much I was hurting at that time. And then I'm sitting there and I go, I'm tired of hurting. And then all of a sudden this voice that says, well, you're not hurting, you're healing. And I went,
don't you love that voice?
And I went, oh. And so I said, okay, well, then I can't do it myself. And I didn't know it, but there were angels all around me during that period. I just opened up at that moment. One word, a differentiate, you know, between hurting and healing. I get goosebumps just talking about hurting and healing. Suddenly, I felt like I was plugged into a 220 watt, you know, plug. It literally changed my life. And so I now believed him. And so the method really, you know, it's my hope to begin to allow people to look at themselves and look at themselves in a very conscious way, not in judgment, but simply to know the nature of their own mind and evaluate what they're thinking, because a lot of people beat themselves up for that negative thought, right? Why am I doing that to myself? And they try so hard. I mean, even if it came out negative to begin with, you can still change it. And so here we have these unresolved traumas. Well, we can shift those. And if I hadn't experienced it myself, I don't know, I'd be, you know, even talking about this right now. But it was an amazing experience. And sometimes just the words that we're using or the viewpoint that we have are going to alter perception. The other thing that happens with trauma is it narrows our perception of reality. It's why we can't see available growth opportunities that already exist, like those quantum potentials discussed in What the Bleep Do We Know. If you haven't seen that, I highly recommend that movie. But, you know, this method really unlocks those quantum potentials. So that's the exciting part, is that people can move out of a stress kind of physiology, really. Very
so
deeply.
If somebody came for a session, what would happen? I mean, you know, is there, I mean, I would assume that there's like some kind of generic procedure that you follow, you know, and is that something that you can share?
Yeah, absolutely.
Just so that, you know, I mean, because this is really kind of cutting edge stuff, you know, and it's not like going and getting energy work where, you know, people kind of have that idea of, you know, well, it's kind of like Reiki, you know, and they can kind of put their mind around that. You know, they've experienced that or heard about it or seen it. And this, I mean, I'm kind of like, okay, so there's charts, but, you know, then what?
I'd be happy to share that. Because
great, thank you.
I do want people to, you know, they're listening to kind of wrap their, you know, I want them to understand. There's a process that we follow. Let me kind of explain the charts, though.
Okay.
These charts are as if you had a table laid out on a piece of paper, and you have rows and columns, and then within those little boxes are, you know, pattern one, pattern two, pattern three, pattern four. So when I'm talking about charts, it's not like an astrological chart. We call the chart system, you know, we have secondary charts and a master chart that has all of them on it. And so that's kind of the linear process that's followed to get the information. When a person first books a session, they may or may not tell me what their core issue that they're trying to overcome is. And it doesn't really matter, which a lot of people think is strange. But some people don't want to influence it, so they just say, well, we'll see what you come up with. And all I need is their name and birth date. And that's how we key into the energy. There are certain energetic attachments and things that can occur that will kind of block us being able to get accurate information. So there's the preliminary questions we ask, and we will remove those, you know, energetically. If we have to. It doesn't occur all the time, but it does. And we want to make sure we're getting accurate information. So I don't talk to the client generally unless they call the office ahead of time. In fact, it's amazing. Most people just get on my website and they want it. You know, they know that's what they're looking for. But I set aside time, which is about an hour, to put together all the information. And what I do in these live programs is I just douse and am guided from a master chart that has all of them listed, like little boxes, you know. So it is in this row, it's the secondary chart I'm looking for. And then we drill down from there. We'll go to that secondary chart, say it's the stored trauma chart, and then we'll ask, is the pattern I'm looking for in this row? If you get a no, you move on. You keep until you get the yes. And then you kind of follow it. So we're following a trail energetically to the right pattern, and we record it.
Ask a dumb question in here? So are you using, like, dowsing rods to do this? I mean, because I've heard of a similar, I mean, you know, not the same, but kind of a chart-based system, and they use a pendulum, and everything was with a pendulum. But are you using dowsing rods? What do you mean when you say you douse it?
We do use pendulums because it's the quickest way to get yes or no response. Some of the students do muscle testing.
Mm-hmm.
Using their hands to get their yes or no. Actually, my students are allowed to use any method that they can get a yes or no. If they can do it in their head, they're that intuitive, or they see the yes or no, they can do that. But the main format that I teach the students is using a pendulum to get a yes or no response. And so that's how we get to the patterns, is using that.
Well, I was just kind of like missing that little visual, you know.
Well,
I just keep seeing you with these dowsing rods over charts, and I'm like, I'm not thinking that that's what's happening, you know.
No, it's not, and it's a great question because sometimes I overlook the little things. But once you get all of that information recorded on their sheet, it's just like a paper that has it's a client session sheet where we write everything down. Then we look at what's going on within that life program. And what happens is, and the hardest part to teach the students is, looking at the life program, we put what I was calling the storyline together. What it means is that, okay, there's this person involved, and there's obviously this life or past life experience that occurred there. And we can see the picture once we have all the patterns. And so what we do is offer the interpretation. We'll let them know really where it started and individually how those patterns are going to show up for most of the people. So they can start connecting it to their life experience, which is the most important. I can give an interpretation. People tell me I'm accurate. But really what's most important is in their everyday life they begin to see the patterns that have been created, because that's the most powerful moment, is the choices that my clients make. But there are recommendations made to, from, you know, getting energy work to, you know, art therapy to using affirmations, which I have a book of affirmations out. It's kind of a workbook based on my client experience that I put out last year. And so we use affirmations, flower essences, different things that I recommend, and every single practitioner is going to have their own toolkit, which is kind of cool, right? So you have somebody who has a background in this, then they're very comfortable with that, and they can suggest that as part of the person's process, if it's appropriate. Obviously, you're not going to make them go do something that's not going to allow them to do that. And this is a process of integration that happens for a long time. What we're seeing with a single session is if the person, and I record all my findings, by the way, on a CD. I want to make sure I explain that. And so that's like you're saying, you just go and, you know, stuff starts pouring out, and that's kind of what happens to me. And I record all those findings. There is a deep breathing technique that is coached on that CD for the client to do. And so we address healing at all of those life programs very specifically to begin that energy process moving, and then they do the phone consult with me after they've gotten it and listened to it a few times. Because the first go-around is so much information, it's very difficult to take in.
Right.
And then as they listen to it the second time, I know one client didn't call me for her phone follow-up until she listened to it four times. The first time she was very defensive. And, yeah, some people get a little defensive with me at first, but then they listen to it again and give it a chance. They're like, it's only because it was so accurate that, you know, and I do kind of shock people sometimes because it is very accurate.
Because you're just telling truth and they maybe don't want to hear it, you know,
well,
or are so unaware of it that it just is a shock.
It can be. I recently had one. She loved the method, but she was just very candid with me, which I always appreciate, because I want to know in researching the benefits of the sessions how those things are affecting the people that get them, of course. And what we're learning is this is an ongoing process. So a single session can gear a momentum. The clients do their what I call homework. Everybody groans at homework, but well, if they do that and say a couple months later they listen to that CD again, they're going to see more information than they saw before. Their perception is constantly shifting. So you can take one of my sessions and use it for a year, really.
Cool.
And that's kind of the beauty of it, is that it
okay,
really
well, CJ,
hard.
We need to go to break.
Okay.
I'm Dr. Rita Louise. This is Just Energy Radio, and we'll be back after these words from our sponsors.
Just Energy Radio with your host, Dr. Rita Louise, will return right after these messages.
Start the year off right by visiting livinggrocery.com. Experience the miracle of real nutrition as it helps you to lose weight and improve your overall health. Don't mess with pills or capsules. We provide the highest quality all-natural organic foods that come ready to eat. And best of all, it's delivered straight to your door. Visit livinggrocery.com now and experience your own amazing transformation. The International Association of Medical Intuitives is an organization dedicated to connecting you with professional medical intuitives from around the world. So if you're feeling ill and under the weather or are looking to join a professional organization such as this, visit www.medicalintuitives.net. That's www.medical-intuitives.net.
Are you in the middle of a messy divorce? Do you think your spouse is trying to hide money, possessions, or property from you? Call America Fine today. America Fine will give you an accurate picture of your spouse's assets. We can help you locate any hidden bank accounts, stocks, bonds, mutual funds, or safety deposit boxes that have been concealed from you in the courts. The reality is, the court can only divide what it knows exists. Be smart and take control of your future. Make sure everything is put on the table before you step into the courtroom. Just call us today, toll free at 888-256-2155. And in less than 24 hours, we'll give you peace of mind. Let America Fine help you get the fair judgment you deserve.
Finally, there's a healing and ascension tool that delivers real results faster than you ever dreamed possible. Guaranteed. Feel your body release those lingering physical, emotional, mental, and spiritual blockages. Sense a profound awakening to your next level of intuition and oneness with your higher self. Discover Archangel Metatron's Healing and Ascension CDs at AtlantisHealthCenters.com. Visit AtlantisHealthCenters.com today.
Are you looking for a fresh, innovative approach to behavior, health, and happiness? Well, look no further. Introducing PerceptionOfEverything.com. We offer convenient hours, one-on-one service, and numerous ways to achieve a healthier, happier life. That's PerceptionIsEverything.com, 1-877-945-1331.
You can get a copy of Dr. Rita's latest book, Avoiding the Cosmic 2x4, by visiting www.soulhealer.com. Get your copy today.
And now back to Just Energy Radio with Dr. Rita Louise.
Welcome back to Just Energy Radio, and we are talking to CJ Marcus from CJMarcus.com. Girl, am I saying your last name right?
You are. I'm impressed.
I have this, like, phonics issue, you know, so I was like, you know, I just keep saying your name, and I'm thinking, you know, I hope that's right. But it is. Woohoo!
Yeah, it's actually it's German, and it's actually pronounced as if the T or a D. So it's Martis, you know, and most Martis is Tuesday in Spanish. I can call him as Marquez or, you know, things like that. So I was just real impressed. I didn't tell you that. But so you actually.
Well, you know, people call me Rita Lewis all the time, and I'm like, you know, there's an E on the end. Anyway. You know, in listening to what you were talking about, and correct me if this isn't correct, but it sounds like this, the Acacia Keel Therapy is really an evaluative tool and not necessarily a tool of clearing. You know, it's a tool of helping you to recognize, you know, and I am a firm believer in creating awareness in our patterns is the first thing we need to do in order to change them. You know, and so I understand that part. But, you know, I guess I'm having a little bit of a problem connecting it to what the healing modality is, kind of. Mm-hmm. Does that make sense?
Yeah, I think so. There is, I haven't really explained in detail, you know, I told you about the breathing process and all of that. there is a real healing process that gets initiated within the session itself. I record it on the CD, and people say I'm right there with them when they do it with me. But it's an actual healing request that's done pertaining to those elements that we find. And we do them for each life program. So it's setting a very conscious intention at the Akashic field to begin to move and repattern energies. We really can't rewrite it. We can't clear stuff out. Like your soul memory, we can't plug it out of there, right? And we can't rewrite it because once it's stored, it's stored. That's the theory that Dr. Laszlo and I have. And so, you know, we can't rewrite it and say, okay, take this out or do this and that. But what we can do is vibrational things to begin that process of healing. And then the integration tools or the suggestions and follow-up and that processing time on the telephone come up with a plan of action for them to do. And most of my clients follow those things, and I have a lot of clients I work with, you know, ongoing here.
Okay,
you know.
Cool. So let me ask a question about your training. So is it something that they need to, because you're on the West Coast, right?
No, I'm actually in the Midwest.
You're in the Midwest. Okay.
Yeah.
Well, wherever you are in the United States, do people have to come to you or come to a workshop that you're teaching, or is it something that they can do distance learning? You know, but if they were interested in becoming an Akashic Field therapist, how would they go about that?
Well, that's a good question. So I'm starting to get a lot of inquiries lately, and because we are implementing some exciting changes and enhancements to the method, what I used to do was one-on-one training long distance, and didn't know if I could accomplish that, but it actually worked very well the way I organized it. What is going to happen, though, in the future, because I just continued them, you know, all the students I had in process, finishing them, I will be holding two-day intensive trainings in the future. And I'll try to do them, you know, on the West Coast, East Coast, and other places I'm invited. And, of course, there'll be a big one here in Kansas City. And so I plan to actually hold them in different places. There was a time at which I couldn't really travel, and that's where the distance learning came in. But to do that very, you know, individually, I was going to have to raise my cost, and it was, you know, I'm trying to manage my time very well so I can be available. And so it was kind of a little window. If you got in as a student, it was great. You got to work with me one-on-one. But in the future, it will be group trainings over 2 days.
And it will be in person and not over the phone.
Yeah, I'll be there. I'll be there.
Okay.
And actually doing, you know, the training. And I've done them in groups before, and they're very dynamic. But we need 2 days to get the basic method down, and it'll be
well,
a lot.
Yeah. I mean, you know, I hate to say this, but my training takes somebody like 3 years to get through because there's just so much material.
Right.
Period. I mean, no offense, you know. But I mean, I, you know, this method sounds very workable, very usable. I mean, it sounds like it gives people a lot of information, you know, and... You know, and once you have the technique, you know, I think, and a lot of it, and especially based on your background, you know, it's like, what else do you bring to the table? You bring a lot to the table
mm-hmm.
to work with people with.
That's right, you know. And so, you know, the one thing that, you know, sometimes methods are sort of mutually exclusive. And what I mean by that is just, and it's not, I'm not, you know, I'm not putting anybody down or anything, but... You know, they want you to do it a certain way, and it has to be done this way, and, you know, it's a rigid system, and that's the way they choose to do that with their students. I wanted something that was also fairly flexible so that any, you know, anybody, as I mentioned before, that had different backgrounds could actually plug it in, and I have a lot of students doing that. They had their other practice. They're now using, you know, Akashic Field therapy, and they're actually enhancing both, you know, doing it with the other practice. So that's an exciting part, I think, that's nice about.
That is really nice. And, you know, I really appreciate your candidness about, you know, having it be fairly open-ended, you know, because there are, just between you and me, you know, there are a lot of systems that it's like, you know, well, this is it. This is the only path that you can take to get any kind of results. You know, and I've said this on the air a few times. I always laugh, you know, like a chiropractor could fix your car with an adjustment, you know. You know, hopefully there's not any chiropractors listening. But it sounds like, you know, the method that you've made is, you know, very open and very inclusive of other methodologies. And this is just a tool that they can work with as part of their work with clients, which is great.
Right, and they like it because a lot of them are energy practitioners and have other types of healing backgrounds, like data healing and other things. And what they like is that they can get at, like, what I was missing before I created this was the emotional background.
Right. And what was very creating. Quickly, because we're running out of time. CJ, if somebody wanted to contact you for a session or find out more about the training, how would they do that?
By visiting my website. That's www.cjmartes.com, MARTES.com, or I have an 800 number that's 800-604-9967.
Great. Thank you so much for being on the air, CJ. And next week we have Michaeline K. Bell talking about the evolution of the New Age movement, and Carol Barbeau talking about how astrology can help
Join
you.
Host Dr. Rita Louise each week at this time for Just Energy Radio. Point your browser to www.justenergyradio.com for more show information and to contact Dr. Rita. Until next time, remember, it's all just energy. Million Americans suffer from sleep